Live from Detroit, Michigan, it's the Betsy and Thomas Show.
Well, mostly live.
Okay, well, one of us is alive.
Wow, what was that about?
Well, you know, I was listening to Donald Trump the other day, and he was talking about Voice of America and that it is a propaganda network, which it is. I mean, we taxpayers pay for Voice of America to be the voice of America around the world, and all it is a propaganda network. And, of course, it's run by probably some senior executive service person, if we look deep enough. But he needs to get his guy in there. But anyway, I'm thinking that the Voice of America would be a wonderful platform once patriots are in charge of having something there that's similar to YouTube that we patriots or anyone in America can load up YouTubes and videos and have a safe place to keep them and to share with others without all the censorship restrictions. I could see that Voice of America could become that new YouTube platform that we've all been looking for. But the other thing is, I want to audition for the Betsy and Thomas radio show for Voice of America, because I can't think of any two patriots, Thomas, that have told the world more truth than the two of us over the last few years.
Wow, that would be amazing.
Would you do it with me?
As long as we can do it from the comforts of the
conclave.
Conclave den.
Yeah, but yes. Maybe we'll get better microphone equipment. But anyway, talk about this Voice of America, because you have been talking about the Board of Broadcasting Governors for quite a while.
Well, that's a fact. And it's amazing that you bring this up and that you make that suggestion. I think that's a brilliant suggestion. There needs to be a free press and a free media, and right now there isn't. We have proven that it goes back to the British and the Empire Press Union, and that it has been a consistent death grip on America, that anything wireless, radio, television, now anything digital, any communications, anything where something is being broadcast, the British actually have control, whether it's through Serco or through RCA or GE or any of the different groups that that the Queen basically owns the golden shares in. So we have pointed that out quite a bit, and also that the British got the contract. The mother company of Cambridge Analytica, don't forget, the Strategic Communication Laboratory, they had the $86 million contract in the last year of Obama's administration to run the Global Engagement Center, which ran the Voice of America. And what did they do with it? They used it to create the Russian nonsense that they called Russian meddling. They were the Russian meddlers. And how do we know this? Because we know the three previous directors came out and they were very disgruntled when they were all fired because they were the top propagandists in America. Because they not only propagandized America, because it was legal during the Obama administration, because of the National Defense Authorization Act, made it legal to propagandize Americans for the sake of the administration's policies. That's the way it read. For the sake of the administration's policies. So that you could convince the public that you as president, your propaganda is true. You got to use the Global Engagement Center, which was created as the basically the control center for America's response to terrorism. I don't know any time that the Global Engagement Center ever caught any terrorists.
No, but what they did is they propagate fear and terror. I mean, you look at how Obamacare was propagandized to people for the very low IQ people in the world, and their votes count as much as high IQ people. They were convinced through this type of propaganda that Obamacare was going to be a good thing for them. So this is the we have to shut down the propaganda against Americans by Americans.
Yes, and those Americans are usually on Capitol Hill, in the House of Representatives, or in the Senate, or in the Supreme Court, or in the White House. Those people sell out to the highest bidder, whether it be Britain, which is the usual buyer, or then China, or for a long time it was Russia, and then for quite some time, in just the last years of the Obama administration, when O'Biden was enriching himself, it was Ukraine also.
Thomas, I see that in the briefings, or I like to call them the beatings, because I love what he does to the media, and I love that he's taking down those little chicks, because what they do, these big media conglomerations, they always send in these pretty gals, you know, so that they won't get beat up. You know, Trump is such a gentleman, but he takes them to the floor and smashes them, and that's good because they're lying you know what's, and I'll watch my language on that one. But what I see is that he's talking more and more about the invisible enemy. What is the invisible enemy?
Big pharmaceutical, who create the vaccine wars. And these vaccine wars are against everyone in the whole world, and they were doing quite nicely in Africa. Bill Gates was bragging that he killed 10 to 15% of the Africans through his recent free donations, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars donated to give out free vaccines for diseases that don't even exist anymore. He did that in India for polio, and now there's a new type of paralysis, just like polio, that is the response to Bill Gates for, well, about 500,000 people got what would basically be a mutation of polio. Thank you, Bill Gates. As well as his green program in India caused millions of farmers to commit suicide. The green program in Africa is wiping out Africa. So you're talking about people who are smiling as they're dancing with the devil, watching the whole world burn, throwing people into the fire to kill them. Vaccines are evil. There is no such thing as a vaccine for a virus. That is just stupid. There can never be. Viruses almost always mutate from host to host.
But when we look at vaccines and the history of vaccines, it walks itself right back to the British and the wee little death boxes that they used to wipe out Africans or people around the world, because this really, behind the that enemy is the enemy of the Privy Council or the Queen, or what we really are saying, the golden shares, the controlling shares of the companies like Perbright and Kinetic that were responsible for this world terror. And it's everywhere with the Brits. It's the terror that they have with the media, that they're just propagandists. And you walk that right back to the media, actually was started at the same time that the spies were. So you've got spies and lies from Britain, and now they've got to take care of us because we're out of control. So what better way than Prince Philip's favorite go-to weapon, a virus?
Well, they have been experimenting with viruses since anthrax, or since, you know, they looked at the ancient Turks as they had poisoned water, or the Romans had poisoned water with leprosy or whatever. I mean, these kind of things have been done for a long time as bioweapons. And the British were right there at the cutting edge. They didn't even mind sacrificing their own people, their own soldiers. Look at what they did with through the Perbright Institute, and before that, Burroughs Wellcome. It has to keep changing its name, these groups, because they get caught. For instance, the hoof and mouth disease, or foot and mouth disease, which then actually became contagious even to humans. These were experiments. And then what did they do? Because they didn't understand viruses, they burnt the carcasses of the bodies. And what did that do? That spread the virus. I mean, these people, they've never... If you don't think they understand what I'm saying about viruses, you're mistaken. If you don't think that Tony Fauci is literally one of the most important people for the richest people in the world as their personalized eugenicist, and that's what he is. Look at who he hangs with. All of his best buds and the people he gets awards with, and, you know, he gets every award there is for doing what? He's never done anything. He's never helped AIDS patients. He's never helped anybody. He tries to create vaccines, which is a British theory that like cures like, but they mistook this theory. It's supposed to be homeopathic. It's not supposed to be allopathic. It's not supposed to be physically you take the virus of an animal's gut, in this particular case with hoof and mouth disease, foot and mouth disease. It was the lining of the stomach of cows that they were experimenting with. And they did it on purpose. And when it went crazy in their country, they decided to move these laboratories all over the world. Now, the good thing that's coming out from this is the realizations that are very painful realizations, but these realizations should have also been painful to those who have lost someone to the flu or to pneumonia, especially if they had been given a flu or a pneumonia vaccine just before that. Think that through, folks. I mean, there you are looking at people who you know who have died of flu. You know more people who've died of flu and pneumonia than you do of coronavirus, more than likely. And we also know that we are seeing the fascist deception of the far left and how extremely crazy they are. And I mean as in completely psychotic. They are not in touch with reality. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not in touch with reality, folks, and neither is Bernie Sanders, except for the money. When George Soros's money reaches his hand, then he's in touch with reality. And his followers, I can't even believe anyone would consider Bernie Sanders a total far-left communist, espoused communist. Are we really going to go back into communism? When did communism not become totalitarianism? When did communism not become a dictatorial
totalitarianism? Well, they're just hoping enough people are asleep that they create the, you know, like the coronavirus thing, the madness, the craziness, and roll the rest of us with them. I mean, I have to go to the grocery store and wear a mask because, well, which I am not going to do, and I don't. But the peer pressure, it's just overwhelming to do what the government says.
And you have dictators as governors, for instance, Gavin Newsom might as well be a fascist. He certainly is fascist as the fascists of Europe in the past. He allows illegals to come in and have the rights of citizens and then takes rights away from citizens and then takes their money to pay for his illegals. Who is paying him under the table? That could be the only answer to why
Pelosi is
so rich.
That's Nancy Pelosi's nephew. And let's remember, that's also the former husband of that media chick that runs around with Donald Trump Jr. So it's all one nasty nest of folks out there in California.
So look at California. California is a perfect example of what happens with socialistic, dictatorial totalitarianism. Because in California, you don't have free rights. There's laws created you can't even imagine that you have to abide by, that you can be arrested for, having to do with ecological awareness that you didn't know. You had no idea. You simply did something simple, and pretty soon you're in jail. Why? Because you're in California. Well, that's what America is being shown, what the Democrats really are, the demon rats. These are people who are so corrupt, and now you see their corruption. You see the small business loans, the second set of them Trump has set, which I told you, the $2.2 trillion was nothing, that he would get in the end probably $20 to $40 trillion or more. Well, he got $6.2 trillion. So when they want to harass him in the budget, all it shows is this is the best campaign loser platform planks for the Democratic Party that they could possibly choose, is to try to kill in front of all of us small businesses, or things where literally the government, which just prints money, why can't they print money for we the people for once?
Okay, I want to tell you about my realization of what I think is happening with this move with the printing of money, and you tell me where I'm erring. When you print lots and lots of money, eventually you've got to call it back in. Or you have inflation. And so you call it back in. Traditionally, the way to do that would have been interest rates. So your interest rates get higher, you're able to suck the money back into the system, and so your money gets its value again. And so that's the thing we all learn in Economics 101. And we also learn a lot of things in Economics 101 that really don't or seem to be working here. Because this total infusion, when you told me the other day that he could put in $40 to $60 million, I'm going, well, what is the worth of the dollar going to be? And then all of a sudden, I saw this picture in front of me that, you see, I was only looking at money and how money functions in a very limited way. And what Donald Trump does is he's totally turning this thing upside down. So follow me. You print as much money as you want and you dump it into the American economy. And then when you're ready, you literally zip up those fence lines around the United States, the borders, and say no more money that's outside of the United States can now come in. Because he's given these companies plenty of time to bring in their offshore accounts and their money. And if you are an oligarch with fiat dollars stuck in your walls that you're preserving, that money now doesn't have value because you weren't able to bring it into the United States. So now, that is the way he sucks up the wealth that has been stolen by the world, from Americans, brings it back into our pocket, and makes our money sound again. It's brilliant.
Well, that's basically one of the kind of overview plans that you had before. with the way that the U.S. Treasury would take control of U.S. currency.
Yes, but I never saw it the reverse way. Well, why don't you just print as much money as possible, and then in the end, you're going to call out what money is, not the Federal Reserve.
That is absolutely right. And whatever we deem it's worth, it's what it's worth. And what is it worth now? It's worth credit. It's worth other countries wanting to participate in our system because we control the lion's share of the currency of the world. So what's going to happen? It's first off, to go back to your early remarks, you being an economist and me just being an idiot when it comes to these things.
Oh, please.
I will tell you this.
It's not going to work anymore, Douglas.
I will tell you this, that anything that was ever known before about economics was completely a British myth. It was the myth of economists. They were never true because there was never a free market in America, and certainly because of the stock market. And once you started to buy shorts and longs and puts and calls and do derivative betting and hedging and taking the money out into hedge funds and offshore accounts, so there's no taxes and no taxes anyway, the way you can hide things in the stock market, there was no free market. It was controlled by the U.S. Fed. And that's the reason that they'd always say, oh, well, the Fed said this today, and oh, the market was shook up. You mean the Fed manipulated the market after they said something after they manipulated the market to make an excuse for why the market did what it did. They always controlled the market. It'll happen as it happened before with Japan, same exact scenario. And then they will be devalued in the currency because they really can't fight a currency war with America. No one can. And then the things that we bought, that they bought, we'll buy back for pennies on the dollar or pennies on the $1,000. Because China, as we recommended, needs to be annihilated. We cannot have any trade with China until they stop all the violations. And right now, is anyone paying attention that they keep trying to provoke Taiwan? They want to see if anyone's going to respond. So yes, Trump responded the other day by taking a variety of ships through the strait between Taiwan and China. Because China knows that Taiwan is that is where the manufacturing happens. That's where all the cutting edge manufacturing happens for America. Trump tried to bring the biggest manufacturers in Taiwan to America, but China won't let them. And there's all kinds of manipulative extortion going on by China to maintain control of Taiwan. So until we break away from China, we are not free. They are the number one enemy. We are at war with China. We've been at war for years and years and years since Walmart took over America and Sam's Club became what it is. More than a household word, it's how we fed ourselves. Where does that food come from? Does anyone ever look into that? Well, the point is, this is a Bill and Hillary Clinton funded operation. And of course, they shifted over once they had basically got a really good control of the food and marketing and manufacturing in China. They shifted over to Russia, and they went for the Uranium One deal. They went for building Skolkovo, the basically the Silicon Valley of Russia, for the Russians so they could keep up with us so that they could then know which stock to invest in. Don't forget 125 emolument violations of Hillary Clinton during the Secretary of State time. All of that set up America to be fleeced, as I said earlier, by every country in every way that they can. Oh, well, then the Americans watching this became traitors. And they sold out America. And when they saw that the Brits got all of the Crown Agent and OPEC money and USAID money, and that they simply create a dummy company in Delaware to take on a $200 million loan from OPEC in Zimbabwe, and they never do a thing with it, and no one ever checks up on them. This happens all the time. So everyone in Washington, D.C. is busy trying to get their piece of the pie in almost 95% of the cases. And that's just standard operating procedure. And the White House became the biggest place for the biggest ripoffs. And so that's the reason that George H.W. Bush joined the Carlyle Group after he was the president. He went from a millionaire to a billionaire in 2 years. And then he bought into Barrick Gold, which became the third largest gold trader, though they had no gold. All lies. and that he did with oil, and that's the reason the satellite countries of around Russia became so manipulated. This is standard operating procedure. So what we're seeing now with the virus is the last ditch attempt of Britain, and they blew it. Britain, who's always so staid and so careful, they weren't very careful with Joseph Mifsud. They weren't very careful with George Papadopoulos and Boris Johnson's connection with him, or Cameron's connection with him, or Stephen Halper, or Sir Richard Dearlove, or all that. They're all guilty as can be, as Betsy points out all the time. And you're right, Betsy. These groups that they can't even spend 5 minutes looking at our research to see that it's real.
Oh, I'm going to tell you. I like Conservative Treehouse, and Sundance has always done an outstanding job, whatever the conglomeration is of Sundance. But I have been particularly peeved with them that they can't figure out that all the characters they drag up and point out are senior executive services. Is that because Sundance is hiding senior executive services from truth? Is he a limited hangout of what we might call controlled opposition for you not to know what senior executive services is? And why is it his excellent research on what's going on in the swamp, and it is excellent research, always stops with Christopher Steele. He can never make the connection of why is a British spy over here meddling in American affairs? Just ask that question. It doesn't take much, and you'll see that he's being managed by folks like Richard Dearlove and the Privy Council. But why can't Sundance at Conservative Treehouse go there? And another one, the amazing actress, also known as Polly the Parrot. She only takes you so far. How come she can't point out all that amazing research she does? She's never, ever done anything, the detailed report on senior executive services, and she has never told us what's going on with the Canadian Crown and its relationship to Uranium One and the coronavirus scam with the Queen. So come on, amazing Polly. Your research is excellent. Step it up, girl.
So many other groups that are referred to amorphous cabals of globalists that we'll call the deep state.
Yeah, no, shadow government.
Well, we call it the shadow government because that's a better version of what the describing the SES rather than calling them deep state. If you call deep state and they're globalists, okay, well, name who they are. Name where they go back.
These people Where's are crown the money? Agents. They work ultimately for the crown.
And it's so easy to follow. And if you can't, then just keep up with Americans for Innovation and their research and Michael McKibben and his hundreds of researchers and the many people on Betsy's team that give material to them all the time and the little bit that we in the Conclave do to try to give to you the opportunity to look at the evidence and decide for yourself. We're not preaching anything that we can't back up. And so what we're seeing right now is very simply derived from logic, let alone the evidence that we presented on Muriel, the evidence we presented on Perbright and the patents, the evidence that we recently presented on viruses and the way that this is standard operating procedure. Every year there's a virus released. Every 2 years there's an attempt at a retrovirus. What's new? This has been going on for 20 years. Why? Because Big Pharmaceutical is in control. And now they're in control of the globe because the elitists, like Bill Gates, gave $200 million to the CDC, a private corporation that already makes $4.1 billion. Why did he do that? Because down the line, he makes 10 to 100 times that amount because he has money that is invested in the very pharmaceutical companies that are going to make these. And where do they end up making them? China. So what we're doing is we're poisoning ourselves consciously. Because the big pharmaceutical companies are doing it, unconsciously, because the big pharmaceutical companies are doing it consciously. And Bill Gates and his foundation that supports WHO, and we now have seen WHO be revealed. We've seen the Democrats be revealed. We've seen the anti-vax people running for the hills because they no longer get to just simply kick you off of every social media simply because they deem that you are anti-vax.
And we are anti-vax. And I'm not ashamed of it. And I am appalled at medical doctors who won't take the opportunity to question the safety of vaccine instead of making their patients feel guilty about putting that stuff in their bloodstream. And their children, too.
And most of these people know nothing about virology. They know nothing about vaccines, even the doctors. So if you ask a doctor a few questions...
Well, the doctors don't know because they're trained at medical schools that are funded by the big pharma.
They are giving out the poisons and killing people and watching them die right beneath their needles on a very regular basis. Children die, and they have contraindications all the time for vaccines, as well as autism spectrum and Asperger's that arises at that spectrum, and so many other things that arise from vaccines, not to mention the many poisons that are in it. That why would a doctor not give up being a doctor if they tried to tell them that they had to inject that poison into someone's bloodstream?
These doctors are so brainwashed in the pharmaceutical medical schools that they don't even question the poisons that they are putting in your children's bloodstream.
Some of the most stubborn and closed-minded people I've ever met were doctors, and you can't have a conversation with them. There's not even possible in many cases. Why? Because they have to believe in what they're doing, but they can't because they don't have any evidence that their belief works.
And if they truly were open to the facts, they would understand they are maiming, harming, and killing their patients.
So what we see with this coronavirus is everything is revealed. All the last vestiges as we run up to this election, it's already been revealed that Eric Schmidt tried to manipulate the 2016 election with Google, that Facebook did it with donations, and now donations from Soros. And we've told you all of this stuff that's going on. And yet, you know what? In the last vestige, it was Brexit that caused this. Boris Johnson needed a deal with America. Trump told him no, because you have Huawei. He said, well, then I'll adjust it. And Trump said, nope, not enough. Then he came up and said, well, we can't give up on Huawei. And then Trump said, no deal. And then he said, okay.
Remember, folks, Huawei and Five Eyes and China spying and the UK spying on us are all related topics.
So Bojo then says, okay, then. This deal that China did with us, they never told us that the clause in here says that the Communist Central Committee gets to control all deals and is the final say on all deals. And that means on all aspects of the deal, being able to change anything at any time. And so he accused them of that, and then he gets coronavirus.
That would mean that the Brits and the Chinese at some level in this thing are connected and are working together.
The Brits and the Chinese are at the hip. In America, the Chinese are worse than at the hip. They were already breeding. At all of our major universities, all of the government-funded, sponsored bioweapon experimentation, both in North Carolina and in Nebraska and in other places, all connected, yes, to Fort Detrick and Bethesda, and yes, all connected to the Wuhan, the IV, Institute of Virology, all connected to Muriel, all connected to Purbright, all connected to Burroughs Wellcome, one of their names was Solomon. Anyway, the point is, going back to the earliest drug companies, there was a war going on between the British and the German drug companies. And so the Brits went to war with the Germans twice.
In fact, wasn't one of our world wars a cover-up for that? Go in and steal their patents?
Yes, both were. The first one was to go after the Imperial Institute and steal all of their work. And the second time it was to steal all patents because they had gone so far with their fascism that the Brits said, oh my gosh, you're going to outdo us in fascism, and we have become the home of Italian fascism. So from the Venice and from the Vatican and banking fascism, we're really upset, World War II.
And then you good Americans going to the indoctrination warehouses that we were all sent to in public schools got the Pilgrim Society textbooks that told us the Brits were our friends and the Queen is so lovely and we get together and we have such a lovely friendship and they're our allies. When all along, the British have been America's enemies. They were at the beginning of the American Revolution and they still are today.
For instance, Winston Churchill is seen by most as a hero. He is a despicable eugenicist who worked in the Transvaal consciously with Burroughs Wellcome to spread cholera and many other diseases upon the people of Transvaal to kill them, to watch the reaction. And then he lied about being locked up in prison. He lied about escaping. He was supposed to be a correspondent. No, he couldn't write any stories because he was out killing people and stealing the gold and diamonds for Cecil Rhodes, Alfred Milner, the Boer War 1 and 2.
And this has never stopped. People think just because they were born today that all the wars are all over with. No, folks, this has been a war that has spanned centuries, and we've identified it, and we want the end of it.
If anyone ever thought that China was our friend, instead of that China saw us as the enemy and was at war with us, then you're just simply naive, and you don't know history, and you just didn't use any logic. The Chinese want America lock, stock, and barrel, and go ahead and take Canada and South America, Central America along with it, if possible. They are a totalitarian hegemony. They will not be stopped, just as Islamic fascism, terrorism, fundamentalism from Islam will not be stopped because they believe in hegemony, and so do other religions. Hegemony means world control. So there's a globalist group of the elite that work through the United Nations, through Britain particularly, and through America, and through the World Bank. Let's remember, what does Trump keep talking about? The World Health Organization and the World Trade Organization, both a total ripoff, both sponsored also through the World Bank and all of the other machinations from the United Nations. The United Nations has been our enemy since day one. That's the reason the League of Nations could not be passed through the Congress.
Get this, people, Americans, you taxpayers, we pay for the enemy to be located in New York City in that UN building, and we foot their bill, at least most of it, and allow them to be there. What we need to do is demolish the building and build the brand new Trump Presidential Library.
And as China was overcharging us, though we thought we were getting it for a deal, we didn't know that slave labor was being used for Walmart and Sam's Club and all of the other Chinese incursions into our manufacturing, including pharmaceuticals that puts literally as many inactive elements into every pharmaceutical pill as there is active elements. And those inactive elements are filled with Chinese poison, as everything that comes from China, including microchips and conductor, everything, laptops, everything coming from China is poison. The COVID-19, they were happy that they created that virus, but they certainly didn't release it on themselves. Don't be stupid. Now, they were probably going to release it and probably had released it on the Uyghur Muslims in their 1,000 concentration camps because they were dying like flies and they wouldn't even return the bodies back to their homes. They would simply burn them at these concentration camps. Why would that be? Virus experiments. So what we're seeing is the Queen's new clothes aren't there. She's naked. Trump is a superhero who is doing nothing more than being a strong, truthful, honest person who has the stamina of 100 people and able to literally go into the ring with anyone and come out the victor one-on-one. And that's what's happened. Now, can he go in against coronavirus? No, because it was released in such a clever way on purpose that the people from Wuhan were flying everywhere after that festival. This was a plant. The Chinese government didn't even know what happened. They made up lies afterwards, and that's the reason they're going to get in trouble, because they lied and they lied and they lied and they lied about the lies, and they keep lying to this very day. They now say that their example of how to get rid of it is the way to go. What was their example? They're going to tell you the masks and the precautions and the PPE and all that. No, 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 no. It was Gilead, as we told you, went over and gave remdesivir to the Chinese. They mixed it with some zinc and some other things, and they gave that out because they'd already tried the malaria drug. Hello, 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 they're in China.
There are new headlines now that the numbers in China have been drastically moved upward. And when I read that, I went, yeah, it's probably the Brits going back in there and poisoning some more of them.
Could be, or...
I'm not sure of that. That is not vetted.
I do not believe that their tests were adequate. I don't believe a single number they ever gave. I don't believe a single story the Communist Committee ever gave. And I don't believe anything that Dr. Xi said after the point that she was accused of releasing it. Because she's the one who said it came from bats at the wet market, knowing full well there were no bats at the wet market because she was the bat expert in the whole world, especially in China. So we know that those are all lies. We know that the Chinese are trying to cover up. The Chinese didn't know that they sent this out everywhere. They sent it throughout their whole country. What did I tell you from the beginning? In the end, the final analysis will reveal that the numbers that they gave were totally wrong. And multiply them times 10 to 100. That's the real numbers. So there are probably millions and millions of people affected. Why? Because it was so cleverly released. Now, some say it's 5G released. Did the enemy of President Xi of China release it in fluids that had nanotubes in it so that when people returned, it was very evident that anyone in a city that had full 5G was completely exposed, including those who came from Korea, including all kinds of people came to this festival from all over the world, 40,000 people. And they brought food of every sort ever in the whole Chinese palate, which goes back, you know, I mean, you can't even believe the things that they offered in this. But one thing's for sure, they all shared the same water. So whoever got to the water supply for the Wuhan festival, that's who Q is. And Q is, I think I misquoted this, what's his name, Jonathan Richard Simons?
Simons.
Yeah, I think I just called him Richard Simons the other day. He is Q. He's the guy who invented this. He probably did the nanotubes, and we know that where did the Chinese, the nanotubes all went to China through Harvard, because the Chinese own all the major universities, Harvard particularly. $200 million in 1 year came from one Chinese guy to the Harvard Institute for Public Health, where all of the statistics came that were wrong concerning the coronavirus.
Don't forget, it's Harvard, too, that plays largely in the theft of social media. Harvard's been ripping off people, creators, inventors for a long time.
It's standard operating procedure that the Chinese get everything that Harvard has, but whoever the president of Harvard is, or whoever the bigwigs are, get their piece of the pie first. So when Lieber, Dr. Lieber, was taken down with, 65 patents that were actually Harvard patents that were all stolen and given to China? No. You're telling me that they're going to blame it on the doctor who didn't even have the patents? No. Blame it on Harvard. And realize that the Confucian societies throughout all the universities realize that every single Chinese student in this country that stays after they're in the university, we paid for them to be spies. Because they almost always come with support from the United States government. We pay for Chinese spies. We paid for them to infiltrate every single federal office that there was. The Office of Business Management.
Which gets back down to the bureaucrats that are the enemy of the people, the senior executive services. They're the ones that do all of the work that makes this happen. The papers that are shuffled across the desk, those are your bureaucrats.
Even Eric Schmidt's digital, U.S. Digital Service, couldn't collect as much information as the Chinese already were collecting at that time. Because Hillary and Obama had invited them into every single system. Every single system. Not only manufacturing, not only retail, not only Hollywood, not all those things I mentioned. Every military weapon, every military plane, everything that floated, every submarine, you name it, it had Chinese microchips in it that Trump had removed immediately when he became the president. He knew who the enemy was, but he couldn't call them out for who they are. Now they're called out for who they are, but because the British did it.
Okay. So the DOJ has come out, and they're blaming the FBI for all of these FISA screw-ups and everything. And that's a joke. The DOJ is trying to blame the FBI for the coup. When the DOJ is sitting there, still Bruce Orr is in a position to dole out big bonuses to the SES, and he and his beautiful wife, Nellie, had dinner in their home with the Queen's prosecutor, Alison Saunders. So before the DOJ points too hard to the FBI, when is the Trump administration going to start pointing at this corrupt DOJ?
You're so right, and it's so stupid. Russian disinformation through Christopher Steele, who the FBI and the CIA paid, or through Stephen Halper, who was paid by the Office of Naval Intelligence, the NSA, the FBI, the CIA. So these Brits had Russian disinformation incorrect. There were no Russians involved except Stephen Rowe, who was the billionaire behind Joseph Mifsud. and an incidental Russian person that Joseph Masud was going to be finally introduced to. He actually was introduced to him. That's it. Those are the only two Russians, except for Russian spies that are on the CIA and FBI payroll, and I can name a bunch of them.
Okay, so now can we go from James Bond to Homeland? We got Carrie Matheson running around. But Carrie Matheson is Gina Ray, because at the time the overthrow was going on or being planned, probably with Arvinder Sambhai and Robert Mueller, Gina Haspel was the station chief over there in London running this coup over on stateside is John Brennan, her boss, doing it over there. I mean, we could write some Netflix scripts here, Thomas.
Yes, Homeland predicted and showed that a female president that was elected was basically, there was a coup against them and then against her, and then she fought back, and then in the end she stepped down, and then another person comes in, and then he goes into Afghanistan to create peace, and he gets shot down and killed. And then there's a new crazy president who doesn't know what he's doing. Okay, that was their attempt to try to define Donald Trump and what they hoped would happen to him. And boy, did it have details. It's unbelievable what some of these things have.
We were like, whoa, are they reading our material?
Holy Lord, they revealed a few things that we revealed that you just go, whoa, that's just amazing, like the fake army in Afghanistan and the fake OPEC money and the fake construction sites and all this stuff. We'd revealed a lot of that, literally down to the T, exactly when and where and how much money and who. And what happened? Nothing happened, but it ended up on Homeland. Anyway, the point is, what we're seeing is the reveal. This is the big reveal. This is the big reboot. And anything that's not tied down didn't last the earthquake. And this is an earthquake, gale wind forces, a hurricane, and then a tornado, and then maybe a fire, perhaps a wildfire. Okay, well, all over America, what are you seeing? Fantastic light displays in the sky. Upside down lightning. Fantastic sounds that are so, they're not really loud, but they're so pervasive they can be heard over an entire, the eastern seaboard. You see more volcanoes than ever. You see all these anomalies happening, right? That's because we're at a Maunder minimum. Look in the sun. No sunspots. No solar flares. The sun is quiet. The Earth gets really, really active. And now, because the Brits decided to pull the pandemic gun button, but they put the gun to their own head first because they're stupid. Sorry, M and Q, you just didn't do a good job in China. Now it looks like everybody wants to sue China, and that's what the Brits say. Oh, no, it's totally the Chinese
fault. That's because they know Betsy's barking up the Queen's skirt because we want to disgorge the Queen of her wealth for doing this to the people.
In one fell swoop, Trump is taking down the United States Federal Reserve, which is a complete fraud, and since 1913 has controlled all of us as slave debtors, basically. We come in, we're born, we're given a certain debt that we have to pay off. That's called your taxes. That is all apothecated for your entire life. The U.S. Federal Reserve does that. Isn't that nice? And they give you a birth certificate to claim you as a government, you're a government object. And they don't like it when you die early or you don't pay all your taxes in. Because those taxes, remember, all of your taxes every year do not go to promote the government. It goes to pay the U.S. Fed.
It goes
debt.
To pay for the wars that America got into to fight the very people who are the invisible enemy that are effing us today. So wake up, people.
So don't be worried. He's shown again and again, Trump has, that the stock market is fake. There is no free market, that the U.S. Treasury is actually the source of his power that he uses all the time, and he sanctions people all the time that we don't even hear of. He made a reference to that to a news person the other day.
Well, the media is so, they are so stupid, they wouldn't even know to ask the question if they were off on their own as independent reporters.
And notice that right now, there's no World War III because Hillary's not in position. There's no America being sold out to the globalists because Hillary's not the president. There is no Big Pharma taking over everyone and doing what the remote control Patton of Richard C. Walker says that they're supposed to implant you and then control you through the radio towers that have the ability to do so. That's 5G, folks. Or that they have the robots to come take your guns. That's in the plan. Or that every plane or every car or anything that moves, including humans, even animals, even bicycles, are all implanted with wetware so they can be controlled. Aggressive remote control of everything. That's the plan. They call it the Internet of Things. Make it sound very nice. And they'll tell you that that genius Elon Musk...
Oh, you can open up your garage door, you know, even before you get home. All the things that you can do with the Internet of Things.
You should be able to poke a hole in the atmosphere to put up one of Elon Musk's satellite 5G broadcasters so that you can, in fact, from your work, touch your phone and open your garage door to let the UPS man put the package inside and talk to him and then let him go and then close the door. Absolutely, that's worth destroying the Earth for. That's where we're at, folks.
No, that's the candy that they give you and lure you into their trap.
But really, what does it do? Every device takes away one of your capacities. So if you give up to your phone, or say you give up to your calculator, the fact that you don't know your times tables anymore, you have been crippled by the very machine that had come to help you. So that's true with a computer. Your computer, your life, your smartphone rules your life. In most cases, if you're a good American and you're following the program that's given out to you. But guess what? All of that was smashed to the ground. We have been asked to fast, just as Christ asked. When they said, what should we do? He said, fast and pray, fast and pray, fast and pray. Well, we're fasting now, and we're sacrificing now, and we're renouncing the world now because we can't get it. And our addictions are slowing down, and for some, they're speeding up, and they're finding out who they are. So these days of darkness are going to literally bring out the animal in some and the angel in others. And so what we're seeing right now is unprecedented, and for those who were prepared, then you aren't shocked. And if those who were prepared have listened to what we have been saying for the last 4 years and those that we've been associated with have been saying, you've noticed that we've been quite correct. Now, we couldn't have predicted this, but we certainly did know that the vaccine war, we've been harping on that for some time. One of the reasons we didn't take it up is if you want to fight Big Pharma, you lose. Well, they're not going to lose now because everybody's fighting it, and they're fighting crazy governors like Governor Gestapo Gretchen Whitless of Michigan, who tried to become a doctor and tell the doctors that they couldn't have compassionate use for remdesivir or any malaria drug. That's the kind of insanity we're dealing with.
And big shout out to our fellow Michigan patriots. What a show they had in protesting that Heil Gretchen.
It was beautiful. They said 15,000 showed up, a lot of them in the cars. And what did she come out and say? All of you.
I'm going to have to extend the stay at home longer because you may have contaminated each other. Mm-hmm. But she said it in that nasally Michigan accent with the evil pouring out of her face. What a disgusting, but you know what? It's the people of Michigan that are blamed for this because this is who we elected to our office. But when you really look at it, it was really Bill Schuette who was ahead. It was Schuette that we were electing, but that's not what happened. So odd that remember when they came into Detroit because they had to look at the election and the ballots?
Hillary and Jill Stein.
It was Jill Stein, and it was so bad. The corruption was so bad, they stopped the count. Well, that coupled with the Romneys, and I keep bringing this up, it's the Romney family. Yes, Rona Romney McDaniel knows all about her uncle Mitt's Optech software that George Soros and Mitt own and operate together. And Gretchen is a George Soros girl. So don't tell me she didn't get in with some serious election rigging.
Oh, beyond a shadow of a doubt. And she accused the protesters of killing people, basically. They're murderers. Lives, people will die because of that. No, people will die because of what you did, not allowing doctors to even use the treatments, which was another thing that came out because of this. Many treatments have been around for 20, 30 years, but the National Institute of Health and the CDC won't allow them to be used. And Gretchen, Gestapo Gretchen, not being a doctor herself, ordered the doctors in all hospitals not to use them.
If anybody died
she
on her
somebody.
Watch, we need to think about it. All right, let's wrap it up. I've got a bonus round. Hang on for that.